BurgerFi, natural and proud of it. Our beef, it's beef. No hormones, no antibiotics, just 100% certified Angus. You know, the way nature intended. We really get cooking with other chef-driven favorites, made from scratch daily, like our crispy fries and double-battered onion rings, hand-cut and served with house-made sauces, fresh farm veggies and gourmet toppings, all with local craft beer and wine. But we don't stop at honest food. We're proud to commit to eco-friendly practices that improve every neighborhood we call home.
BurgerFi, 141 Rojay Drive, right next to Moe's and the Fayette Mall movie theaters.
Hi, I'm Greg Horn with Sports Talk. Are you a basketball junkie like I am and looking for a great place to watch college basketball? Look no further. Shamrock's Bar and Grill is the place to be to enjoy great food, and they've got lots of TVs to help you watch your favorite college basketball and NBA team. Locally owned, Shamrock's Bar and Grill has two locations, on Patchen Drive and in the Heartland Shopping Center. Hope to see you soon at Shamrock's Bar and Grill.
Do you dread going to the dentist? I did until I found Beaumont Family Dentistry. With three convenient locations in Hamburg, Leestown Road, and the Beaumont area, they can take care of all your dental needs at Beaumont Family Dentistry. This month, if you schedule your new patient cleaning appointment, you will receive a free take-home whitening kit at your initial visit. So call Beaumont Family Dentistry today at 223-2120. Or check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com.
The following program is sponsored by Horn Marketing and Consulting.
It's time now for Sports Talk, and here's your Sports Talk host, Greg Horn, here on AM 1250 WLRT.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Talk. Greg Horn in action. Jackson Reams with you on Wildcat Wednesday. We've got a great show lined up for you today in our second segment. Our Wildcat Wednesday guest will be the former outstanding point guard, Roger Harden. Roger, still third on the all-time career assist leader for men's basketball at the University of Kentucky. So look forward to talking to him, getting his thoughts about this year's UK team and being the outstanding point guard that he was. Get his thoughts on De'Aaron Fox and how the Cats can do this year in the NCAA tournament, as it is March Madness. Also, in our last segment, we'll be talking with longtime Nashville sports radio host George Plaster. Beaumont University's women's team will be taking on the UK Hoops team this Friday in opening round of the NCAA tournament at Memorial Coliseum. We're going to find out about their opponent, Beaumont University, as George is now the marketing director and assistant athletic director at Beaumont, and they Beaumont. I believe they're 27-5. So whether you call them Beaumont or Beaumont, when you're 27-5, they're good. So we're going to find out what we can expect on Friday out of that team. But Action Jackson Reams, I'll tell you what, I don't expect the Norse, not the Crusaders, like I called them yesterday, but the Northern Kentucky University Norse to have any chance on Friday. Last time I checked, it was 19.5 points at their underdog, but Mr. Ruby, Jeff Ruby, up in Cincinnati, has offered a steak dinner to all Northern Kentucky University students if they can shock the world and pull off the upset on Friday night.
That's right. He went and offered, like you said, a steak dinner to each student. They have about 15,000 students at Northern Kentucky, and said he would pay for them all to have a steak dinner. Even saw that Northern Kentucky's athletic department tweeted out and said, student athletes, if this happens, it's not extra benefits, because he's offering it to the entire student body. So even student athletes could take part in it. Greg, I want nothing to do with that happening, but it would be it would be pretty funny, I guess, if it were to happen. I think I would be more concerned with Kentucky losing in the first round to Northern Kentucky. I believe I saw somewhere that it would be somewhere around like $300,000 or more for what he would end up paying for all of those students. So quite the bid there from Jeff Ruby. And I'm sorry, actually, WCPO out of Cincinnati reports that that would be more than $1 million that he would be spending.
Well, that's what I was trying to figure out real quickly in my head. He does not serve cheap sirloins there. They are the real deal at his place. I don't think you can get a steak there for under $100, counting, you know, your side dishes and all that. So, yeah, he's going to be out some serious jack. Obviously, he thinks he has little chance of having to pay up on that bet, but we'll see what happens. But just thought that was kind of interesting. Usually hear things like maybe a case of wine or a case of cheese or something like that. But 15,000 steak dinners at one of the best steak houses in the United States of America, that's serious right there.
It's a very serious offer there. And like we said, hopefully none of us have to deal with that happening. But very cool there by Jeff Ruby. Gives Northern Kentucky fans even more of a reason to cheer on their team over Kentucky. I saw that Northern Kentucky, I believe, said to all students, enter our lottery for the student tickets, but you're not allowed to wear Kentucky gear. And I think that's probably fair. I mean, if you're going to be in the Northern Kentucky student section, probably should wear Northern Kentucky gear.
I respect that 100%. Well, Kentucky will be playing Friday night a little bit after 9:30. Game, of course, up in Indianapolis, so we'll be getting you ready for that as we go on later this week. But breaking news about SEC coaching vacancy. Missouri looks like they have not waited very long to possibly fill their position, and this guy's got some SEC head coaching experience.
That's right. The rumors right now are that Quanzo Martin from California is very close to taking this Missouri job. Jeff Goodman of ESPN has said that it should be released probably sometime tonight and be finalized. I've seen that it could be anywhere between a 5- and 7-year deal. And like you said, he's got a bit of background in the SEC. He coached 3 years at Tennessee, leading them to 2 NITs, and then in his final season, leading the Volunteers to an NCAA Sweet 16 before he left to go to California. In his 2 seasons at Cal, he recruited a couple of 5-star players, took them to the first round of the NCAA tournament last year where they were upset by Hawaii, and then he's actually coming off of a home defeat in the NIT last night to 8-seed Cal State Bakersfield. I'm sorry, they are Cal Berkeley. Cal State Bakersfield came to California and won last night. What is Cal's even mascot? Do you have any idea?
The Bears.
Golden Bears. Yeah. So the Golden Bears were down 44-19 at halftime last night to Cal State Bakersfield. Came back and made it a game, but still lost 73-66.
All right. Well, I'll tell you, I was a little surprised by that, Jackson. The Illinois job is open, and Quanzo Martin was a longtime assistant at Purdue University, played his college basketball also at Purdue, so has a Big Ten background, and I really thought maybe he might try to take that Illinois job, but, of course, he had some really great success at Tennessee, and I got to be honest, I think, he was the guy right after Bruce Pearl, so he's kind of in a no-win situation, but when you get your team as far as he did, the Tennessee Volunteers, they haven't smelled that kind of success in the NCAA tournament for a long time. I think he's going to do good things in Missouri. I'm kind of wish they weren't going to hire somebody that good.
Well, I think it's important for Missouri to make a good hire there. I mean, they've got to make it back into being a competitive basketball team like they were before they joined the SEC. Since joining the SEC, they haven't been very good, but now that they're in the SEC and the SEC is trying very hard to get its basketball up in the men's level to being one of the better conferences in the country, Missouri has a long way to go, but I do think that Quanzo Martin would be a good fit if nothing were to happen and this job does go through as expected. I think it would be a very good hire by the Tigers.
Well, last night the NCAA tournament got kicked off and the NIT. Fortunately for Cup, well, I won't say unfortunately, there were 2 SEC teams in action. One it was an unfortunate night for. The other one, they got the W.
That's right. First, I guess we'll start with the winner. 5-seed Ole Miss went on the road and won at 4-seed Monmouth last night, 91-83. The Rebels will now await the winner of 1-seed Syracuse and 8-seed North Carolina Greensboro. Those 2 teams were set to play last night, but due to the blizzard up in the Northeast, that game was postponed until tonight. And then 3-seed Alabama lost at home to 6-seed Richmond last night in the opening round of the NIT tournament, 71-64. Not sure that Alabama ever was actually leading in that game. They were trailing at halftime. And Georgia will be in action tonight. 2-seed Georgia versus 7-seed Belmont. So another reason it'll be good to talk to George Plaster in our fourth segment. He can kind of preview that NIT game for us. That game will tip off at 7 p.m.
All right, well, today's Wildcat Wednesday is always brought to you by BurgerFi. BurgerFi located over across from the Fayette Mall Movie Theater, but they're also getting ready to open a second location right down on campus, probably be opening in early April down on Euclid. So you'll have two locations, and if you're looking for a great place to watch NCAA tournament basketball, they've got a ton of TVs, phenomenal hamburgers. There's not a freezer on the premises. Everything's made fresh. Onion rings bigger than your head, so go check out BurgerFi over across from the Fayette Mall Movie Theater and tell them we sent you from 1250 Sports Talk. Well, Jackson, if we sit here and we look, the NCAA tournament did get started last night, but you've still got time to get into our bracket contest. We have partnered with ESPN and got our own bracket on that. And first prize is to get a $100 gift card to Shamrocks, or you could use it at the Cellar, as they are locally owned there. And so all three of those owned by the same owners, both the Shamrocks locations and the Cellar. So to find out about that, all you got to do is go to our Facebook page, 1250 Sports Talk. It is pinned at the very top there. And we've got a lot of people registered so far, Jackson Marine. So going to be a lot of competition. But last night, it got kicked off with a couple of games. And did you pick those games right, Jackson?
I don't remember. I think I only had one that I actually, one bracket out of the three that I filled out that I actually had to pick a first four winner in. I think I got Kansas State right over I don't even know who they beat.
Forest.
There you go, Wake Forest. I don't know who I picked in that 16-seed game, if we're being honest, just because I think I blindly grabbed it. But Mount St. Mary's defeated New Orleans 67-66. Now Mount St. Mary's will go on to face Villanova. They were led by the shortest player in Division I basketball, 5'5" Junior Robinson's 23 points. New Orleans made waves when they had two players on their own team arguing and pushing each other, and then one of the players was choking the other teammate. So they didn't get a whole lot of positives, I don't think, out of last night's NCAA tournament game. And then Kansas State took down Wake Forest 95-88 to go on and face 6-seed Cincinnati, and that game is in the South region, which is where Kentucky is.
Well, I'll tell you that back to that New Orleans story. You had those two players fighting, and the coach said, oh, yeah, they're best of friends, man, just kind of emotional. So I'm like, you're not that good of friends if you're choking one of the others. Well, we got to take our first break, but it's Wildcat Wednesday brought to you by BurgerFi. Stay with us. We'll be back with former Wildcat point guard Roger Harden next on Sports Talk.
Flowers are the perfect present for any special occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations of life, Creations by Karen wants to help you find the most beautiful bouquets and flower arrangements. Pick up your own at Creations by Karen's convenient location in Zandale Shopping Center off of Nicholasville Road. You could also call 859-277-6166 or check them out online at creationsbykaren.net. Make sure next time you let Creations by Karen help you pick out the perfect present to make a lasting memory.
Nice shot, Jim.
Hey, thanks. You know, it's great to be out here and not at the shop.
Yeah, must be all that action coach business coaching.
Well, laugh if you want, but our revenues are up, and I'm working smarter on each of the six steps to a better business
instead of harder, like some people I know.
I don't know what action coach can tell me about my business. We had a record year last year.
Hey, look, every great athlete has a coach, even the world's best golfer, who had a record year last year, too.
Good point.
Now, listen, I've learned more about business in the last 3 months from my action coach than I ever have. I've also learned something else.
Yeah, what's that?
The best tee times are during the middle of the week.
Your local action coach in Central Kentucky is Andrew Van Horn. Contact Andrew at 859-940-5517. That's Andrew Van Horn at 859-940-5517. You deserve to have your own coach, too. Call Action Coach Andrew Van Horn today.
Congratulations to McGee's Bakery, celebrating their 60th anniversary. Family-owned since 1956, everyone knows that McGee's Bakery is a great place to start your day. However, did you know that McGee's also serves lunch? You can enjoy great sandwiches and homemade soups. Also, for the heartier appetite, enjoy one of McGee's delicious burgers.
Schedule your next lunch meeting at McGee's, located on the corner of South Ashland and Main Street. Make sure to tell them you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
Each show, we like to take a minute to thank one of our longtime sponsors, Asbury University. Did you know that in the past year alone, Asbury sent individual students, groups, and athletic teams on hundreds of different mission trips to 40 different countries? If you or your student at home is interested in missions, cross-cultural travel, or study abroad programs while attending a nationally ranked, private, and affordable university, email Asbury at admissions@asbury.edu.
Now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. It is Wildcat Wednesday, brought to you by BurgerFi. BurgerFi located over in the Fayette Mall area, right across from the Fayette Mall movie theaters. And man, you need to go check them out. Really, really good stuff there at BurgerFi, and not a freezer on the premises. And then a second location opening down on campus soon. So go check out BurgerFi and tell them we sent you from 1250 Sports Talk. Well, it is Wildcat Wednesday, and our Wildcat Wednesday guest is the former outstanding point guard, Roger Hardy. He played at UK from 1982 to 1986. He is still third on the all-time career assist leader at the University of Kentucky. Roger, welcome to Sports Talk, my man. How are you doing?
Hey, it's good. Glad to be with you. Looking forward to talking.
Well, we appreciate you joining us, man. You know all about this time of the year, being a former Wildcat, too well, played in several NCAA tournaments, even at a Final Four. Talk what it's like this time of year. You worked so hard. You finally get to play in the big dance, man. What that was like for you?
Well, you know, it's why you play. I mean, it's, you know, it's second season, and usually when we were going into the tournament, usually we were a top seed. One thing that, of course, you know, one of the things that is always concerning when you go into to the tournament is it's a little different atmosphere. It's a little better. People play a little crisper, and I think. You know, when you've got a young team, you always got to be concerned how they're going to react to that. But I think with the way that Dominique's playing and Derek is playing, I think we've got great leadership with some maturity there. And I like the way the younger guys are playing as well. So, you know, I'm looking forward to a good tournament. I think, you know, it's one of those times where people really come together, you pull together. You know how important it is to your fan base, and, you know, you realize that, you know, this is you don't get these opportunities too long. So I don't worry about us not showing up ready to play.
Well, as you say, it is a special thing. You work so hard to get there. And yet, I mean, it's just a different atmosphere, isn't it, than anything? There's nothing for those freshmen that can really prepare you for that, is there?
No, there really isn't. But, you know, fortunately, you know, we've always recruited exceptional players that thrive on pressure. I think, you know, the bigger the game is, I think most of the time, you know, the guys show up, you know. But I think we've got enough leadership with a little bit of maturity, whether it's, you know, Briscoe and Dominique and Derek Willis and some of those guys. So there's enough there for us to get going. And you know, the freshmen are so talented that if they just show up, you know, we're gonna be okay. So I'm looking forward to a good run from this group. I mean, I've been, you know, the last 2 weeks, I'm a high school basketball coach. When you get beat, I tap in more to the cats and really try to get their pulse and get their heartbeat and see where they're at, see if they're playing together with a purpose. And, you know, I was concerned there for a little while, but I think, you know, every game I see more things that I like. And so I'm excited about what we can do this year in the tournament.
Just tuned in. We're talking with Roger Harden, former outstanding point guard, University of Kentucky, 1983-1986. He's still third on the all-time career assist leader with almost 500 assists. And Roger, you're a great point guard. You've seen a lot of great point guards at UK this year. It's De'Aaron Fox, and he's a little more of a scoring point guard than Kentucky's had in the past. But talk a little bit about his game, if you will.
Well, I mean, gosh, I love his game. I mean, he's great to watch. I think he's, probably one of the quickest, most lethal guys I've seen going to the hole. I mean, he is just incredible. I think as he gets more confidence in his jump shot and becomes a little bit more threat from three, which he has been the last several games, I think he's starting to shoot the ball a little bit better. I think when he plays well, everybody else plays well. He's one of those guys on the team that when he does what he does, it just seems like everybody seems to play better and they look better. So he can get the ball up the floor so quick. And, he's such a threat in the transition game. I've enjoyed watching him play. I really have. And I think he's done a great job of distributing. You know, there's always that balance for a point guard that you got to decide, how much you're going to shoot. You got to get everybody else involved. But when Fox is got a scoring mentality, I do think that we're better because he does give up the rock a lot as well.
Well, another comparison, I think, your senior year, you and Kenny Skywalker's Cats fans mm-hmm. know him. You guys just had kind of a great sense of knowing where one another was. In fact, you had over 200 assists that year as you found Kenny a lot. Talk a little bit about, I know they're not the exact same type of player, but Bam Adebayo was the only main inside presence that Kentucky has this year. Talk a little bit about what you think about Bam Adebayo's game.
Well, just physically, obviously, he's a marvel, but he's gotten better offensively as the year went along. I really have to, as talented and as athletic as he is, when he was early this year, his offensive play down low was a little suspect. I know Kyle over the course of the year has insisted that he become more of a scoring threat for the basketball team, which I agreed with wholeheartedly. But early, I think, guys, you really find out who people trust when you're out there playing basketball. And the ball usually goes to the guys that you trust. And I think early, maybe some of his teammates didn't have the most confidence in maybe offensively. But some of the things he's been doing the last seven or eight games, you can just see that offensively he's got the confidence. You can tell that the staff has done a great job of helping him build different types of shots that he can take on the inside. And the big fella can shoot free throws. You always got, I trust him with the free throw line. So I think it's a shame we're only going to get to see him play one year. He's one of those kids that you think, gosh, if he was coming back next year, what he would be, but it's regrettable that we probably won't get to see him at least in a blue and white uniform next year. But I think he's just, his emergence as an offensive player has been a tremendous asset for the team. I look forward to watching it in the tournament.
You played for two outstanding coaches. Joe B. Hall recruited you, and you played for him. And then near the end of your career, you played for Eddie Sutton. John Calipari in his eighth season as the head coach at the University of Kentucky. Share your thoughts about him and what he's done at his time at Kentucky and what you think makes him a great coach.
Well, I think Coach Cal, I think he's been great for the state. I like the way he conducts his business. As a high school coach, I always enjoyed listening to, I always appreciate his brutal honesty after a game. You can feel his frustration. You know he's there. He talks out loud. Sometimes that's good, sometimes that's bad. But I just think the way that he, year after year, recruits the right kid. When you're going to count on four or five kids to come in, he doesn't miss on too many kids. He does a very good job evaluating both, I think, good basketball players, but also really good people. I mean, I think when I watch those guys play out there, those guys all seem like they're first class people. So, plus I think, you know, he understands how to win late. I mean, he's always been a great tournament coach, and his players are always motivated. And boy, I think he's done a great job at times this, you know, after that loss from Florida, I think he's done some of his best motivating and coaching when we got beat at Florida, when we got drilled down there. That's a very difficult thing for us to turn things around, get people believing in each other and in the future and what they can accomplish when things look that dark. But I think he's done a tremendous job psychologically getting those guys ready for the tournament since that point.
Roger, this is Jackson. Coach Cal obviously has shown his successes in the NCAA tournament. He's got this team riding high. They're on an 11-game winning streak, just won the SEC tournament, and now have a pretty tough draw, but they'll face probably Wichita State, maybe UNC, maybe UCLA. What are your thoughts on how far this team will make it in this year's NCAA tournament?
Well, I think, you know, the North Carolina game, you know, gives me the heebie-jeebies a little bit, but I think, you know, which obviously, if this team shows up with the right attitude, this team is a little bit, it's one of those teams that's developing and getting better each game. You can see, someone like Dominique and us, you can see their confidence starting to surge. And when you've got players like that, multiple players like that emerging at the same time, along with the guys that you know you can count on, there becomes an energy, and you as each game that you play, you become better, and you're very difficult to scout because guys are starting to do things that you haven't seen them do the game before. I mean, I thought the fact that Dominique had a good offensive game, and I think we can all see him getting more comfortable out there, that's a huge thing going into a tournament. So I've got us going to the Final Four, and I don't always pick us going to the Final Four just because I'm a Kentucky fan. I really try to have an honest bracket. But I do have them getting to the Final Four, beating North Carolina to get there. But obviously, you know, we just can't look past these early games, whether it's Northern Kentucky or Wichita State or Dayton or whoever it is that we're going to be playing, because that's the game of those kids' life. Obviously, it's a big game for us as well, but we just can't overlook them, and we gotta play in the moment.
It's Wildcat Wednesday, brought to you by BurgerFi, and our guest today is former outstanding point guard Roger Harden. We've been talking to him and getting his thoughts on this year's Kentucky team. And Roger, obviously, we're broadcasting live here in Central Kentucky at Lexington, but we have our podcast that we post about 6:15, and people. Last time I checked, there's like 7 different states that were listening to it on a fairly regular basis. So I'm sure people want to know, man, what's Roger Harden doing? We heard him say something about his coaching, and just kind of give people an update of what's going on in your life personally.
Yes. Well, I after I got done playing ball in 86, after the Lakers cut me, I spent 2 years as a student assistant with Coach Sutton, and I always wanted to coach, but life always took me a different direction, whether it's some things that happened that, you know, I needed to be more involved in. And, you know, coaching's kind of a young man's game if you really want to make it later on. But I live in a small town up in northern Kentucky called Weavestown. It's where my wife is from, and her family lives up here. We moved up here about 4 years ago to be with her mother and father and her parents. They were going through some health issues, so we're helping them out. And the local high school job came open. I think we only have about 215 to 220 kids at our school. So that job came open, and they gave me a call and asked me if I would be interested in coaching. So the last 4 years, I've gotten to do what I love to do. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm coaching high school basketball. For the moment, I don't know if I'll coach past another year or two once my youngest daughter graduates. She's got one more year, and then we'll decide what we're going to do. But so that's what I've been doing, is coaching, and I've loved every minute of it.
Well, I've known you for a long time. I have no doubt you're in your sweet spot, man, and those kids are fortunate to have you as a coach. Raj, appreciate your time, man. Great to catch up with you, buddy. Best of luck to you, and thanks so much for being on Sports Talk today, buddy.
Okay, thanks a lot, fellas.
Take care, Roger. All right, that's Roger Harden, former outstanding point guard, and you're talking about a guy who could really handle it. Roger was the real deal. 232 assists his senior year. Most of them, a lot of them, went to Kenny Skywalker. That team went 32-6. Unfortunately, got beat in the Elite Eight against LSU, who they had beaten three times earlier that year, but couldn't get past them the fourth time. That's going to be it for this break, but we got to take a break, and we'll be right back with more sports on Sports Talk on AM 1250 WLRT.
Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859-219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
Securities offered by JJB Hilliard, WL Lyons, LLC member NYSE, FINRA, and SIPC.
Hi, I'm Greg Horn with Sports Talk. Are you a basketball junkie like I am and looking for a great place to watch college basketball? Look no further. Shamrock's Bar and Grill is the place to be to enjoy great food, and they've got lots of TVs to help you watch your favorite college basketball and NBA team. Locally owned, Shamrock's Bar and Grill has two locations, on Patchen Drive and in the Heartland Shopping Center. Hope to see you soon at Shamrock's Bar and Grill.
BurgerFi, natural and proud of it. Our beef, it's beef. No hormones, no antibiotics, just 100% certified Angus. You know, the way nature intended. We really get cooking with other chef-driven favorites, made from scratch daily, like our crispy fries and double-battered onion rings, hand-cut and served with house-made sauces, fresh farm veggies and gourmet toppings, all with local craft beer and wine. But we don't stop at honest food. We're proud to commit to eco-friendly practices that improve every neighborhood we call home.
BurgerFi, 141 Rojay Drive, right next to Moe's and the Fayette Mall movie theaters.
Now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. Greg Horn, Action Jackson Rings with you here on Wildcat Wednesday. Brought to you by BurgerFi, located over across from the Fayette Mall movie theaters. New location, second location, should I say, coming probably in early April to UK's campus right there on Euclid near Memorial Coliseum. So we'll be telling you more about that, talking with David Rodriguez with BurgerFi here shortly. Well, if you ever missed any of our podcasts, our Wildcat guest today was Roger Harden, former outstanding point guard. So you can catch that. Our podcast available about 6:15 right after we're done tonight. Jackson Rings will get edited. You can find it on our website, 1250sportstalk.com. Or the easiest way is to follow us on Facebook or Twitter. You can find us on Twitter or Facebook simply at 1250 Sports Talk. Well, Action Jackson Rings, we talked about Jeff Ruby offering a steak dinner from his outstanding steakhouse up in the Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky area. If Northern Kentucky, the Norsemen shocked the world and beat the Kentucky Wildcats on Friday night. Well, sounds like somebody has responded to this.
Well, here in Lexington, BHG, which owns Malone's and Drake's, among other restaurants, has also made an announcement of their own. And they say that if Kentucky wins the national championship, they'll buy steak dinners for all of UK students and their faculty. Greg, that is a significantly more number of people that they're buying steak dinners for than even Northern Kentucky. And I think there's a better likelihood Kentucky wins the national championship than there is that Northern beats UK.
I totally agree with you, man. I know one of the owners of BHG, and he's a good man. I'm like, I want to text him and go, hey, man, are you sure you want to do that? Because, like you said, man, I really think Kentucky, if everybody comes together like they have been, the seniors playing well, the freshmen, De'Aaron Fox is playing at a whole other level. We know what Malik Monk can do, so I don't have them picked to win the national title, but, I mean, hey, it would not. That is a much better chance of that possibly happening, though, compared to Jeff Ruby's deal. Plus, on top of that, you're only talking 15,000 at Northern Kentucky University. There's, what, 20,000 UK students, and how many faculty? My goodness.
Yeah, I'd like to. I'm going to look it up here in a second and find the enrollment for the University of Kentucky. That wouldn't even include the staffers that they're possibly going to pay. So that's an insane amount of people that they could possibly end up buying steak dinners for. And I'd be a little upset because I'm only about 2 years out of UK now, and I wouldn't even get to take part in it.
I know, man. Maybe we get you a doggy bag from somebody. Well, UK's basketball team is actually traveling to Indianapolis today. And if some of you think about going up early, they're going to hold an open practice at Bankers Life Fieldhouse from 5:10 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. tomorrow. Just a 40-minute, you know, kind of just shooting drills, just kind of some lighthearted stuff just to kind of get the players used to playing in the arena. Won't be any X and O's being done there, but great chance for you to see the Cats up close and personal. So that'll be tomorrow at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, where the game will be held on Friday night from 5:10 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Well, speaking of sports and coaches, we talked about John Calipari with Roger Harden. Well, one of the reasons UK football has done so well is they've upgraded the talent, and nobody's been more responsible for that than Vince Merrow, the recruiting coordinator. And as the old saying goes, he's about ready to get paid.
He definitely is. I believe that our guy Justin Rowland was on this, among other outlets around here in Central Kentucky. The word is that Vince Morrow got a 3-year extension last night. His salary will be raised from $275,000 a year to just about $500,000 a year, and he will now be extended through the 2020 season. So Kentucky doing all they can to hold on to their number one recruiter, Vince Morrow, and I think it's been very important for him to stay on with Mark Stoops. They've made it a priority, and he would need a pretty big time offer, I think, to walk away from $500,000 a year with a guy that he seems to really enjoy coaching with in Mark Stoops.
Well, he's done a good job, and I like to give a hard time about some of these assistant coaches' salaries. But if anybody deserves it, Vince Merrow does.
I definitely agree with you, Greg. I just looked up. The number of students is about 30,000. And then the number of staff and faculty, well, it says 12,000 staff, 2,000 faculty. So I don't know if that includes staff and faculty or just faculty. But either way, like 40,000 people somewhere in there that BHG would be on the line for if Kentucky wins the national championship.
Oh, my goodness. That'll get interesting to see what happens there. Well, last night, somebody from your alma mater won Mr. Kentucky, Mr. Basketball for the state of Kentucky last night.
Tavion Hollingsworth from Paul Lawrence Dunbar. Like you said, my alma mater. I'm a 2010 graduate. Helped lead the team to a state championship last year, which was the first one in Lexington for a really long time. Unfortunately, he was about the only player worth anything on Dunbar's team this year, and so Dunbar didn't have as good of a year, but he still got a lot of recognition. He won Kentucky's Mr. Basketball last night. I'm pretty sure he probably won that running away. He seemed to be quite the favorite. He'll stay in state to play at Western Kentucky, and I've mentioned it before. You've mentioned it before. I'm still upset he's not going to be playing at the University of Kentucky.
There's no doubt. Cal mentioned, I think, in an interview on SEC Network Sunday night or Monday, that he thought that they would lose 8 players off this year's team. So I know he's bringing in a bunch of guys, but I've seen Tavion Hollingsworth play in person twice this year. He can play.
And with you saying 8 guys, I was trying to think the other night of who those would be. So you'd have Derek Willis, Michael Mulder, and Dominique Hawkins are all graduating. So that's 3. Then you put Malik Monk, Bam Adebayo, and De'Aaron Fox are almost absolutely for sure to the draft. And then the question marks from there would be, who else would he be talking about? I think Isaiah Briscoe might have to go just because I'm not sure he could get any higher. That would give you 7. And then there would still be an 8th. Hopefully, it would not be Hamidou Diallo, the guy who came in midseason. You got to hope he's going to come back for next year.
Well, I agree. I think it's Diallo or going pro or Gabriel. or is Sasha Kalea Jones transferring? I mean, you know, I don't know. Just kind of interesting there how Cal threw out the eight, or who knows, maybe Cal counted wrong and meant seven but said eight. And I mean, you never know.
I'm sure he's just being over dramatic and over the top and just meaning that they've got to win now while they have those guys.
Absolutely. Well, stay with us. We get back. We're going to talk with George Plaster, longtime Nashville sportscaster, and he's going to give us an update on the Belmont ladies basketball team as they come to Memorial Coliseum Friday to play the Kentucky Hoops team in NCAA tournament action.
Do you dread going to the dentist? I did until I found Beaumont Family Dentistry. With three convenient locations in Hamburg, Leestown Road, and the Beaumont area, they can take care of all your dental needs at Beaumont Family Dentistry. This month, if you schedule your new patient cleaning appointment, you will receive a free take-home whitening kit at your initial visit. So call Beaumont Family Dentistry today at 223-2120 or check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
Congratulations to McGee's Bakery, celebrating their 60th anniversary. Family-owned since 1956, everyone knows that McGee's Bakery is a great place to start your day. However, did you know that McGee's also serves lunch? You can enjoy great sandwiches and homemade soups. Also, for the heartier appetite, enjoy one of McGee's delicious burgers. Schedule your next lunch meeting at McGee's, located on the corner of South Ashland and Main Street. Make sure to tell them you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to Sports Talk. It's Wildcat Wednesday brought to you by BurgerFi. And join us on the phone line now is our good friend George Plaster from down in Nashville, Tennessee. And George, longtime sports radio host, and then works with Belmont University as assistant athletic director in charge of marketing. And a lot of Belmont basketball coming up. First, we want to talk to you about your women's team because they're coming to Lexington this Friday, George, to play against the UK Hoops team. And
yeah,
they've had a great season down there in Nashville, haven't they?
They have really done well. They dominated the OVC really from beginning to end. And I've been telling people this week, you know, you're really going to enjoy Memorial Coliseum. I can remember years ago when Coach Newton renovated Old Memorial Coliseum, and you know, he took me on a tour of it, and I think that was something he was very proud of, that instead of just tearing that thing up, that they renovated it and made it into something.
He did a great job, and it is a really great environment for basketball, and hoping to be a great crowd there on Friday for NCAA tournament action as Kentucky and your Belmont University team will take on. Tell us a little bit, what can we expect out of this Belmont team?
Well, I think the question that you always get when you get this kind of a matchup, let's say OVC versus SEC, is the height differential. How does the little guy or little gal, in this case, make up the height difference? And to me, the key to that will be a young lady at Belmont, Sally McCabe. Sally, I want to say 6'2". She's going to have to come up big in this game for them to be able to take Kentucky to the wire and have a chance to win it. That's normally the big difference, you know, between the smaller schools and the big Power Five conferences. It's just simply the Power Five more often have the height advantage, and they use it well in these opening round games.
Well, that's a great point, and look forward to watching her play on Friday as they do that. On top of that, also your men's team is playing tonight. No, obviously a little just heartbreak city there is unfortunately not able to win the OVC championship as they had a tremendous run this year themselves.
Yeah, it was it was tough. You know, they didn't shoot the ball well against Jacksonville State. So instead of the NCAA where they hoped they would be, they're in the NIT tonight against Georgia. And I think there's some subplots to this thing, most of them on the Georgia side. Mark Fox has never gotten Georgia to an NCAA tournament. I think there's a level of grumbling that has not been there before. I don't guess I would be totally shocked if Belmont beat them tonight if Mark Fox didn't get fired. I could see that. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it wouldn't shock me if it did. The winner of this game plays Georgia Tech, and you can imagine there's some people down there, you know, hoping for a Georgia Tech matchup in the NIT, but we'll just have to kind of wait and see how it goes.
George, with that Belmont team, I mean, those teams in the past have made noises in the NCAA tournament. They've got a very veteran coach there, and I'm sure he's got his guys ready to go. So I don't think by any means they're walking in scared to Georgia tonight, right?
Absolutely. You know, they're only in, and I guess to a point, Vegas knows that. I think they're a six-and-a-half-point dog in the game. They're very capable of winning the game. I think the thing that you never know in the NIT is who's interested in playing. I think you saw some of that last night with some of the results that happened. A lot of schools are disappointed, you know, wish they were somewhere else. I've always found that if you can win the first game, that suddenly your players get a little more interested. You know, second and third round matchups, now there's, you know, the possibility of going to Madison Square Garden. That's an incentive that gets people fired up. I can remember some bandy teams that I broadcast that ended up in the NIT that had no interest whatsoever, you know, when play started. But as it went on, you know, if you won a game or two, suddenly you'd get a little more interested. So it's totally a guessing game as to, you know, who shows up. If I had to guess, Georgia will be very disinterested. Belmont, I think, will be interested. They don't get an opportunity very often to play an SEC school. And they've had a week and a half now, you know, to get over what happened here, you know, 10 days ago.
All right, George. Well, let's the NCAA tournament is, you know, got started last night and obviously continues tonight, and then the big part of it starts Thursday. But SEC's really struggled in the past, but this year got five teams in, and just wanted your thoughts on how you think the SEC is going to do this year in the tournament.
Well, I think they've got a chance to get some wins. I think right now, if I was going to rank the SEC teams, South Carolina right now is by far the worst of them. I don't know what went on at South Carolina, but in the final 4 weeks of the regular season, they displayed nothing, absolutely nothing. The committee overseeded South Carolina as a 7 seed, you know, may well have overseeded Vandy as a 9. And who knows how it all turns out, because, you know, you can turn the page on all the struggles and say, okay, it's a new year, it's a new season, here we go. You know, biasly, I think Vandy's going to beat Northwestern. And then that would set up a really interesting matchup that involves Gonzaga. And I think a lot of people don't buy Gonzaga. I don't buy them. I don't think they're a 1 seed. I don't think they would beat Oregon, Arizona, or UCLA right now on a neutral site. And, you know, for all of the talk about Gonzaga, the mid-major that really got it done is Wichita State. Wichita State's the one that got to a Final Four. You know, Gonzaga talks a good game, but where have they ever delivered?
It's a great point.
George, I just wanted to see what your thoughts were. I know that you're a busy guy. You got a lot going on there at Belmont, but it sounds like, barring any last-minute surprises, that Quanzo Martin is likely to be named the next coach at Missouri, actually, and come back to the SEC. You were there while he was coaching at Tennessee. You were in Nashville, obviously, but you saw him from afar. What are your thoughts on that hire from Missouri?
Well, I'm happy for him. Obviously, there's some Missouri ties. He was at Missouri State and led that school to the NCAA tournament. The treatment that he received from Dave Hart on the way out the door, I thought was pathetic. It really was. Dave Hart wanted him gone, you know, for some time, and then, you know, all of a sudden Quanzo Martin pulls this rabbit out of the hat, and they, you know, go all the way to the Elite Eight. And obviously Quanzo Martin thought it was phony. Everybody in this state thought it was phony. And the minute he got the chance, he went to Cal. Well, I don't think Cal is really where he wanted to be. I think he knew he was working for an athletic director who didn't think he was any good, and he got out of here. I think the guy is a better coach than he was given credit for at Tennessee. I think he'll do a decent job at Missouri. The other thing is, Missouri ought to be a school that wins. You know, I think there's a lot of upside to the Missouri job. You know, Norm Stewart proved that for a long time. I'm not saying you win a national title at Missouri, but you should consistently be going to NCAA tournaments. That thing may be a diamond in the rough. Quanzo may have just landed something really good, and I know he would love to stick it to Tennessee.
Oh, there's no doubt he's looking forward to those games. So, George, great stuff as always, man. Sorry, I wish we had more time, but we wish best of luck to you all on the game tonight. I guess I can't say that on Friday, unfortunately, but, man, I'm glad that Belmont's there, and hope for a good game on Friday.
You know, it's funny when you say that, because I ran into somebody last week that's a good friend but is involved with another school, and I said, you know, I'd love to wish you good luck, but I don't mean it, and you know I don't mean it.
And it's understood at this time of year, so understood.
Absolutely. Listen, take care. Tell Darren I said hello.
I'll do it, George. Thanks so much for your time, as always, man. Appreciate it.
See ya.
See ya, buddy. George Blaster, former longtime sports radio broadcaster, actually did Vanderbilt basketball and football for a while, and now is assistant athletic director at Belmont in charge of marketing. So big night tonight for Belmont against Georgia and the NIT for the men's team, and then Friday the women will be playing our UK Hoops team. For Action Jackson Marines, I'm Greg Horn. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow at 5:05 p.m. for Sports Talk on AM 1250 WLRT.